Hey there, I'm Verity Songon and this is the Confident CEO podcast, the show that takes you behind the scenes of starting and running your small or not so small business. We will cut through the misinformation and bad advice about starting and running a business and give you actionable tips and advice that you can implement to grow, scale and achieve your business goals. Let's dive in. Hello there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Now, as I'm recording this episode, I'm also presenting on Instagram Live. So anyone who is joining us on Instagram Live, hello, it's lovely to see you there as well. And the reason I wanted to do this was just to give, you know, just a different opportunity to kind of see behind the scenes how I actually create my podcast episodes. So if that's something you're interested in, do keep an eye out on my Instagram at Verity Songon. I don't tend to schedule in my recordings. I do schedule in my recordings, but I don't tend to schedule them in, like, you know, every Thursday at 9 a.m, for example. So it won't always be that I turn up. They're going to be much more ad hoc as to when I do them as Instagram Live, is basically what I'm saying. But this episode, if you are watching on Instagram Live, you're probably thinking, Verity, what on earth are you doing? Because a couple of days ago, I was very excited and putting all over my Instagram stories, hey, I put my out of office on, I'm not at work anymore, I'm off to sunny Cyprus. And that was on Friday. And on the Saturday, the day rolled around and, well, we didn't get to Cyprus. It was incredibly sad. Basically, long story short, because we're in Jersey, to fly off of Jersey, even though Jersey's an international airport, you can't go many places. So we have to generally fly to England to then go further afield. So basically what happened was our Jersey to London flight got delayed, which then meant that we missed our London to Cyprus connection. Now, luckily we didn't get to London before we missed that connection, because otherwise we would have been a bit stuck in London. But it did mean that, as I said, our flight onto Cyprus got cancelled, which was absolutely so annoying, so disappointing. Everyone was crying at like 5:30 in the morning. It was awful. But when we then came to seeing what we could do to kind of troubleshoot, because it's obviously the Easter holidays in Britain, like nearly all the flights are booked, we couldn't fly out to the same airport until Friday, and we were coming back on the Saturday, which just made no sense. And then I managed to get through to this bloke at BA who was just amazing, and he gave us this option to fly to a different airport. And instead of going Saturday to Saturday, we actually are going Tuesday to Tuesday. So I'm recording this on Monday the 3rd. This should have been our second day of our holiday, but instead we are due to fly out tomorrow on April the 4th. So I thought I would record this podcast episode now, just so you know, I was a little bit ahead of the game, as it were, because by the time I come back, I will come back on the 11th, and then we should have an episode coming out on the 12th, which I obviously haven't recorded, which is why I'm doing this podcast episode now, because this will be coming out on the 12th of April. So that's my little sob story as to what's been going on. And it's so disappointing because we've had so much exciting stuff going on. You know, last week we've had the pre-sale launch of the Confident Podcaster course. By the time this episode comes out, though, the pre-sale will be over. But you can go to the link in the show notes if you want to create your own podcast. This course is 100% for you, because I take you through everything from how you get your concept to how you produce, create, promote, market your podcast. Absolutely. So yes, if you have been thinking that you want to create a podcast in 2023 and you're now thinking it's April and you're no closer to that goal, do check out the Confident Podcaster course, because it is, it's amazing and you're going to love it so much. It's on sale for $497, which is, you know, considering what is included in that, is an absolutely insane price. But anyway, moving on from that, because what we're going to be talking today about is data protection. But I don't want you to switch off. I want you to bear with me on this one, because I'm going to make this, it's not going to be cut and dry and like, this is what GDPR is and all this kind of thing. I absolutely promise you, this is not going to be cut and dry. This is incredibly relevant to anybody who has got a business. And I kind of got inspired to create this episode after a conversation with a friend a few weeks ago, who, without going into the story, let's just say that we had some serious reservations about how a business who she had bought a service from was processing their data. So that was, it was just hugely, hugely concerning. So it really, really inspired me to create this episode because, as some of you might not know, as a background, when I worked in healthcare compliance, I actually did a lot of data protection work as well. So as with all of my podcast episodes, really, really need to stress, this is not legal advice. This is for educational purposes only. What I'm talking about when I talk about data protection here is I'm talking very much about the UK, the UK legislation. So if you're anywhere outside the UK, the principles may still apply because they might be similar to your local legislation, but you really, really need to remember, as I said, this is educational advice. This is not legal advice at all. And we, and like I said, you just need to make sure that you're checking the legalities of wherever it is that your legal jurisdiction is. But I really want to talk about data protection because, as I said, I think it's something that doesn't get talked about enough because I think people see it as a really dry and boring subject and one of the not fun bits of business. And I completely get that because in comparison to creating a website, going on Canva and creating graphics and, I don't know, all the other exciting things, I think those are exciting things anyway, I completely agree that data protection is not the most exciting bit of your business. However, it's something which is massively, massively relevant and needed within business. So just going across to the gov.uk website, don't worry, I'm not just going to be teaching you to suck eggs and just like reading things out to you, but going over to gov.uk, it very clearly states right at the back top of the page, you must pay, and I'm reading this verbatim, you must pay a data protection fee to the Information Commissioner's Office or the ICO if you're a business, organisation or sole trader processing personal data unless you're exempt. Now, as I said, because this isn't legal advice, I'm not going to go into all of the exemptions, but for the very vast majority of businesses, if you are processing any kind of data, you need to make sure that you're registered with the ICO. So you might be thinking to yourself, but I'm not collecting any data, Verity. And my first thing I'm going to ask you is, do you have an email list? Are you collecting people's email addresses? Are you collecting, I don't know, their business name, their name, basically any identifiable information, anything that you're kind of, you know, that can identify an individual, that is data. And you need to be registered in order to collect that data. Because otherwise, if you're not protecting people's data, you can just run into so many problems. And, you know, there have been so many issues over the years where companies have, you know, sold data or misplaced data, and it's just, it causes so many issues and so much aggravation. So GDPR came out in 2018, and it was really there to secure consumers' data in a way that it's just not, you know, it wasn't really being protected in the same way before. So what the GDPR, so GDPR stands for General Data Protection Regulation. What GDPR is, it really puts 7 key principles in place. So the first one is lawfulness, fairness, and transparency. What that is saying is that it is obvious and clear why you are collecting somebody's data. So for example, if they are signing up to your newsletter, you are saying that, you know, if you give me your email address, you are going on my newsletter. That is fair and transparent because the person knows exactly what details they're giving you and why they're giving you those details. If you give me your address, then I can ship you the t-shirt that you just bought. It's obvious why why they're giving you that data. The next of the principles is purpose limitation. So what this means is that you can only collect and use data for the way that you are telling somebody that you are using it. So for example, if you get somebody's email address because they've signed up to your newsletter, you can't then start giving you their email address to somebody else for their marketing purposes, because that's not why the person consented to giving you their email address in the first place. Same as if you went to a clothing company online, you gave them your address so that they could send you their parcel, for example, you know, whatever order, they can't then use that address to then just start sending you other random stuff and advertising other services unless you've actually consented to that. So purpose limitation is that you can only use the data for the intended purpose as to what you actually collected it for in the first place. Data minimization is the third principle, and that means that you are only collecting data that you actually need. So for example, when somebody's signing up to your newsletter, you only really need their name and their email address. Maybe you want their birthday because maybe you have some automation that you send them a happy birthday message or a discount code on their birthday or whatever. But you might, and again, you might need their home address because maybe you might send them something on their birthday, I don't know. But unless you need additional data, don't ask for it, because then you're just collecting data for the sake of it. So for example, if you are putting somebody on your newsletter, unless you can think of a damn good reason as to needing their home address, don't collect it because you don't need it. If you don't need to know that person's gender or their age or their, I don't know, their medical history, their religion, if you don't need that information, don't ask for it, because if you can't justify why you're collecting that information, you've actually got a data protection issue there. The next principle is around accuracy. So the data that you collect needs to be kept accurate, and the individual is actually eligible, is that the right word? But yeah, so the individual whose data you hold, if they can turn around to you and tell you that the data that you've got on them is not accurate, and they've got the right to have that modified in within a set time period. The next one is around storage limitations. So that's making sure that the information is being stored in an appropriate way and ways that, you know, keep the information as secure as it possibly can be. So not just like writing down random post-it notes and shoving those around the place. Obviously in your office is absolutely fine, but you know, not just putting stuff around and having data around where anyone can find it. Integrity and confidentiality. Again, this comes back to security. It's about having transparent policies in place, and it's about keeping information confidential. So it's not running off and being like, ooh, my client Verity, you're never going to guess where, you know, she lives over in Jersey. Okay, no, that's a bad example actually, because I tell everybody that I live in Jersey. But the point is, you know, you're not running around and just telling everybody everything that person, you know, you could possibly tell people about your clients, for example. It's about keeping things confidential that needs to be kept confidential. And also the final GDPR principle that you've got is around accountability. At the end of the day, you are accountable for the data that you are collecting from your clients and from your service users, from your students, whoever it is. So, you know, you are accountable for that data. And if anything happens, you've got to make sure that you've got a plan in place. And sometimes, you know, it's better to just kind of go, yeah, do you know what, I've had a data breach, or, you know, that something's happened, I'm going to talk to the ICO and I'm going to figure out a plan. Because that's one thing that, you know, the ICO, they are incredibly approachable people. They, you know, you don't need to see them as like this big, I don't know, crazy, scary people shut behind some kind of, you know, fortress or whatever. They want to keep data as safe as possible. They don't want you to, you know, feel like you're out there on your own, I suppose. So, as I said, I didn't want this to be like a massively long episode. I didn't want this to be anything that was really dry and really uninteresting. What I wanted to do was just draw up the premise of data protection, as I said, because I don't feel like it gets talked about enough in the online business space. I think, as I said, it's just something that's often seen as quote unquote boring, not interesting. And well, do I really need to register with the ICO? Because will they ever find out if I don't? And the answer is yes, they could well find out. You know, so it's one of those where I just wanted to start that conversation. And, you know, on the note of talking about data protection, I'd really, really urge you as well, I'm going to link in the show notes as well, but I'd really urge you to go back to the episodes that we did with Catriona Ford around cybersecurity, and also the episode that we did with Amira Irfan, who is an international lawyer, around making sure that you've got your policies and procedures in place for your business. So we're gonna wrap it up there, because that was a lot that we were chatting about. I'm actually gonna link the ICO website down in the show notes as well. And as I said, really want to stress, this is not legal advice. This was completely, you know, for education. But I hope that I've just popped, you know, maybe just a seed in your mind of just a little thought process about GDPR, about data protection. You know, maybe if you aren't registered with the ICO, if you don't have your data protection I'm going to say data protection policy. I don't want anyone to panic by that. It's not that you need to have a completely separate data protection policy. It might be in your within your terms and conditions, you've got a paragraph or clauses within your terms and conditions that actually cover data protection. And that's absolutely fine. It's your business, how you want to structure your own, your policies, absolutely fine. But I hope that I've just kind of planted that seed about data protection and just kind of got you thinking about your own processes when it comes to keeping other people's data safe, really. I'm in talks with somebody, hoping to get a data protection expert, as it were, on the podcast later in the year so we can delve even deeper into this topic. But in the meantime, I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope, as ever, you have found it useful as well. Make sure as well that you drop me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what you thought of this episode. What do you think about GDPR and data protection generally in your business? Do you find it something that's, you don't really worry about it, you just pay your ICO fee and don't think about it, or is it something that kind of hangs over your head and you're really stressed about all the time? It'd be really interesting to get that conversation going. But otherwise, as I said, hopefully by the time this episode is published on the 12th of April, I'm hoping that I will be able to tell you that I am back from holiday. So please send me, if you're on Instagram Live, please, all the luck in the world, all the positive thoughts in the world that I do get off Ireland tomorrow. And otherwise, I will see you all next episode. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Confident CEO podcast. Before you go, I would absolutely be overjoyed if you could take just 2 minutes to leave me a review in Apple Podcasts. Reviews are a great way to tell Apple Podcasts how much you enjoyed the show, and it helps the algorithm to push out the podcast to more people, thereby helping us to help empower even more badass businesswomen to grow their inner CEO and grow to be the confident CEO of their business that they can be. I love to shout you out in your reviews as well. So you never know, you might be hearing your name on the podcast in the next episode. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.